Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Iced Trended Caramel Macchiato. Let's make it a venti.
Wow.
A trenti.
Whoa. Hold on. That, you actually have to sign a waiver if you want a trent of just pure sugar.
That is courtesy of 1 Miles Gray. Hey, straight off the dome.
I wish I had something, a nice blended drink at the moment.
I'm Jack. That is Miles. Coming to you from tropical climes unknown. Yeah. Got the sleeves rolled up, showing off the guns,
showing off the big dog tea, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
My favorite sign fetch.
Have you had that since those were made?
Actually, a gift from comedian Caroline Goldfarb.
Oh, really?
She got it for me.
That's so dope.
It's a cherished possession now.
Well, Miles, back here in these United States, here are a couple of things that are trending.
Yep.
Valedictorian is trending because a Texas high school valedictorian in the Dallas area gave a speech in which she put the whole reproductive rights conversation into context. Expressed way.
This young woman, Paxton Smith, did the old... I love this little bit of high school fuckery where you're like, yeah, this is my speech that you get approved, right? Mm-hmm. And then on the day, she's like, you know what? No, I really need to talk about the lack of agency that people have over their bodies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look at valedictorians, these are the promising young people coming out of going into the world and towards the end of their academic careers. And she said here in this speech, quote, I cannot give up this platform to promote complacency and peace when there is a war on my body and a war on my rights. I have dreams and hopes and ambitions. Every girl graduating today does. And without our input and without our consent, our control over that future has been stripped away from us. We cannot stay silent. You know, this is in response after Greg Abbott signed an abortion ban. That's, you know, one of these fetal heartbeat bills. And the school district lost their minds because they were like, the response is now almost like they're like, we'll fucking take a hook vaudeville style and yank them off the fucking podium if we have to. And I don't know how they're going to ensure that, but it's, I don't envy whoever the next valedictorian is.
That's very frustrating that they didn't just back the smartest of them to express herself. And also she made it pretty inarguable. Do they have complaints about what she said on the grounds of what she said, or they're just
I mean, I think it's more vague of like, you know, that was out
of
our control.
She went off prompter.
I mean, but yeah, that's unfortunately, sorry that you have people are trying to speak truth to power when they have a platform to do that. And what they're saying is not a lie. So, you know, I'm glad that the kids out here are using it to say shit like that versus, you know, saying like jackass references or something like probably I would have done 20 years ago.
Clippers are trending. This is a Los Angeles professional basketball team who are down 3-2. In their series, first round series. The Lakers are playing tonight. Their second best player is injured with a groin injury, which is never good. And they're playing a really good team, the Phoenix Suns, the 2 seed. It's been a mess of injuries this year for the Lakers because I think at least partially because they started the NBA season way too soon after the bubble.
I mean, look, the Heat went on the first round. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it you can see that it rest is important when you're a athletic machine and your one thing is to run and as hard as you can constantly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I love the meme that they showed of Rondo. There's like one of Rondo looking at the back of Kawhi's head and Rondo has like a confused face. And it's like, the fuck? I thought you're supposed to be better than Bron. but, you know, struggling. But I'm definitely, I might be the Hennessy meme tonight. Depending on how things go, but I am hoping LeBron can LeBron.
What's the Hennessy meme?
There's a dude who's like pouring a glass of Hennessy like this. And was like, well, you know, sort of like, well, fuck that one up.
I do feel like, I don't know. It would be 100% understandable. Lakers fans would be calling for both LeBron James and the coach's head, immediately.
Snoop already is.
Is calling for who?
Yeah.
Vogel,
yeah, all of them. We soft and shit. Like, yeah, I mean, I get it, but like let the shit happen. Like, don't be so reactionary. I'm reactionary the other way, where I go in with 3,000,000,000% confidence, even if it's completely toxic. But then I'll wait before I go into the rage moment. You know,
they talk about like how every championship you should have like a grace period of, you know, a few seasons. But with Lakers fans, I feel like they are the one group that. You have the grace period of the off season, and then they're going to start riding your ass immediately.
I mean, even when we're losing games, there was definitely a cohort of people being like, I don't know if fucking Vogel knows what to do. It's like, we don't have AD or LeBron. Are you serious? Right. We're the number one rated defensive. Okay, whatever.
Right.
It's also infuriating when like you can't even see these very specific things that we're doing well. And it's all just because like, we not number one team. Friends at work make fun of me. I don't like Vogel must go.
Yes. Luka Doncic has been a lot of fun to watch. That series just in general has been a lot of fun to watch. Dude, Luka is playing.
That left footed off balance shot he hit, like that looked like he was just trying to fuck with them. I was like, okay, that's
the one footed step back from three.
On his weak foot.
Unbelievable. The Damian Lillard classic from 2 nights ago was unbelievable. Again, just seeing people, we talked about this in the bubble, and we're wondering if the shooting was better in the bubble because they're always shooting in the same gym. But Lillard is just once again doing things that suggest there is a glitch in the matrix that he has discovered and is exploiting.
Exactly.
The NBA playoffs, you gotta love it. And my 76ers moved on, but are facing a very scary Atlanta Hawks team and Joel Embiid has a meniscus tear, so he's going to be day to day. Well, we shall see.
Maybe you can count on Ben Simmons, huh?
We will.
Did you see that tweet that was like Devin Booker getting double teamed at like 23, Trae Young getting double teamed at blah, 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 Ben Simmons. Then it just moved on. Like the future looks bright.
Yeah. All right. Here's one. A hashtag that I think we've all been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fauci lied. People died. Thank you. This is something that we kind of we talked on today's episode actually about how you know, they FOIA'd thousands of his emails, and the shit that people were finding was just pathetically boring. This dude is boring as hell. But so what the conservative people on social media now are doing, including Meghan McCain, is like cherry picking emails from very early on in the pandemic, when the scientific consensus was that masks should not be worn by everybody because we had to conserve them for medical workers, or when hydroxychloroquine might have worked. We didn't know yet. Right. We do know now. And they're being like, see, he lied. Hydroxychloroquine is the cure, because he said that it might work early on before we had done the medical research to realize it didn't. So it's just, it's impossible that this won't be taken out of context and turned into something it's not.
I mean, because it's never about actually the, like, whatever the truth is. It's just all, you know, rhetorical barbs that they're trying to create out of these emails and be like, see, it wasn't just Trump. Dr. Fauci was the president of the United States. That's what,
I mean, Fauci had to be the president of the United States on this thing, because our president was just incapable, just wildly incapable. All right. And then finally, Grimes, putting the grim in Grimes with this TikTok video where she has just found out about the promise of automation.
I guess
she's like, guys, we're never going to have to work again because automation. So we can all be communists. And then she apologized, but she apologized for people who thought she was a communist. She's like, guys, I'm not a communist. Don't worry. But it's...
I'm a chill technocrat. That's me.
Right.
We'll just play it, because it sounds like what I imagine the people, like when Jaden Smith and Elon Musk and like all these like pseudo intellectual type people get together. They like get this one shred of an idea, and then they go, yep, I'm not going to give it much more thought than this because everyone agreed at the time I said it. And here we go.
I have a proposition for the communists. So typically, most of the communists I know are not big fans of AI. But if you think about it, AI is actually the fastest path to communism.
What, Grimes? What? Hold up. You said what? Okay. In a good way, I hope. Go on, Professor Grimes.
So, if implemented correctly, AI...
Yeah. Big caveat there. That should be the entire...
we're going to yada yada past the implementation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rather than, because the racist police algorithms will only round up a certain look of person. But go on, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your lecture.
Correctly. AI could actually theoretically solve for abundance. Like, we could totally get to a situation where...
Theoretically.
Nobody has to work. Everybody is provided for with a comfortable state of being, comfortable living. AI could automate all the farming, weed out systematic corruption, thereby bringing us to as close as possible to genuine equality. So basically everything that everybody loves about communism, but without the collective farm. Because let's be real, enforced farming is really not a vibe.
Okay. I don't know where to go with this aside from yikes. I can't imagine when you're with your capitalist emerald pocket husband that he's not having his own ideas about how he can get the jump on AI so he can be the one at the levers of this thing that will create your utopia or whatever this is.
Yeah. No, I mean, this would be theoretically great if we used AI to then let people stay home and just collect a paycheck. But we live in America. I should be giving her more slack because she doesn't live here and doesn't realize how the thing that actually happened, although she is dating a billionaire who is the beneficiary of the entire reason that that her idea isn't going to work, which is that we will automate things and then the owner of the company will take all the money and will not give any of it to anybody else.
Right.
Because this,
that's the only way there, guys. That's what it is. I just love all the memes that are coming out just after this and people be like, what is this? Like, they're also saying like, she's done that thing where she's hung around her husband too much and now she's talking just like him, where it's just like a bunch of weird loose ideas, but like with a lot of confidence, and everyone's like, oh my God. Yep. That's it.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying, Grimes. She also has like face designs, facial tattoos that
Marker things.
Marker things maybe. But it looks like stenciled. It looks like the very like basic my first stencil that we give to my kids, like that has just like little shapes.
Right. I mean, obviously we're not even gonna waste our time parsing through the fact that I'm not sure she even knows what communism is. No. But we'll just
maybe
take it
she
there
thinks for... it's socialism, but
maybe she thinks it's something to do with like real, like literal agriculture.
Right.
Or because like when her capitalist husband is like, dude, what are you? Oh, okay. So then we'll go to communism and then everyone has to work, like be laborers on the big farm. And she's like, what? Yeah, exactly. And then XJCC 3056-2 will have to, you know, probably labor the second he's of age. It's going to be terrible, Grimes. Okay.
Not lit. That's not a vibe, Elon. Super producer Anna Hosnier has posited that you may not talk communism while laying on a chase lounger.
Is she on one?
Yeah,
felt very,
she looks very.
Hey, man, laid back vibes, laid back technocrat vibes.
I mean, it should be disqualifying. Once you hit $1 billion once or are procreating with somebody who has $1 billion, you should not be allowed to try to think about money for other people ever. You are just
unless somehow like that you became a billionaire because like the earth donated it to you because they felt so bad for you, then that would take a tremendous sob story for that to happen.
Yeah, but even then, once you got it, you would immediately lose all sense of reality as it relates to money.
I mean, I know people, I've never met a billionaire, but I can only imagine what I'd be like, huh? That guy didn't, what was that? The dude was drinking like water out of a weird like machine cup I've never seen. It's like, yeah, they don't drink our regular water. It's a whole other level. Please back away.
We're going to find out that the white Tic Tacs are all just like billionaire crafts that are just doing something very stupid for them, like fetching them bottled water from an alternate dimension, which helps them avoid wrinkles. Anyways, all right, those are four things that are in fact trending.
Yes, sir.
Right now, Thursday afternoon. We hope you guys are doing all right out there. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Get the vaccine and don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.